단지는 동의 순지 준세 매번 나를 송대하게 엔 동의 동의 주의 동의 누지 동의 세니 다 동의 동의를 탄도 축라야 여성으로 대인이 말한 주지 가족을 보게 토와 동의 뒤도 다녀 혼난 게다 토와 동의 디시기 아래 단지는 동의 동의를 타와 말한 주지 다 동의 동의 동해를 맨 숨네. 다 들려지고 다 탄대로 참을 시대기 알아. 다 네, 타워 되니 걸로 장애하기 시도로 척을 매버래. 다 네, 뉴에 동네 시간에 말하는 놈 뉴에 다 탄도 이야기. 토와 대화. 말하는 놈 다 토와 대화 패버져 알아. 다 사실 토와 대화 선생님도 다 간다. 랭이니 샹원쟁이 다 토와 대화 뜻이 되지. 뉴에 동네 숨겨가래. 자, 다, 대략 말하면서, 이 순야, 지금 풍선을 무지하게 삼아서 다 넘어와도, 남산다가 대략, 지금 민족을 대주셔보려고 지금 민족아. 이나야, 무디비, 지금, 3대 10의 연체에게, 다 띵인지 전도령에, 에너지 숨이 띵인지 전도령에, 되게, 소화 대회 이 순이, 아니, 소화 대화를 탄두기 삼배, 아니, 소화 당륨, 머신이 등에게, 아니, 어다, 지금 숨이 인중주다, 지금 삼대 십이 인중주 되리, 아니, 공개해 버리. 자, 상가, 사실 소화 대화를 뉴에 등에 타와에, 리시 타와에, 용기해 버리. 가서부터 용기해 버리. 간단히, 최대의 치료주 집에, 아니, 최가서 나눠올 때 용기해 버리. 当三界呗，啊，那他们团结个咯，共建个，当东岩山要做的，六级个东岩山没得没得。在当六级个东岩山上呢，那来的牛毛呗，先王都有的吧，来的牛毛呗，先王建个叫啊，是个么着啊？当个的，来人的旁呗，年龄的分布，年龄的分布叫啊，年龄分布各处样个叫啊，这排就做送个月色嘞。花，哎，六级都给下的，哎，小青的他看到让王的吧，两年的相王节，你们没相王节，等这个相王节，我等你了，哎，六级都给，第一人选的了，六级都给送给我的，咱大米稻个大王黄呢，哎，可是身体个白的，年纪白胖白，吃法的马头不多。哎，六级给他想完就差的，因为印度在那打完，抬了民族要落肩的，哎，他抬了团队给他落地结婚要的，抬了民族要结下的，其中给牛毛的人民团的，牛毛的也民族要落，其中从我抬上给，哎，让民族要落地来用多啊。
Then the text reads in the verse 8 in a limitless. Cycle, they are born and in their birth are tortured by the three sufferings without a break, without interruption. The three sufferings here refers to the three levels of suffering that we find in the Buddhist teachings, these being the suffering of suffering and sufferings of change and the suffering of conditioning. What is meant by suffering of suffering are really those experiences that we, all of us, can recognize as suffering, as painful experiences. These are physical and mental sensations that are that we can all identify as undesirable, painful, and as being suffering. And in fact, it is said that so far as the wish to be free of that kind of suffering is concerned, even the animals, such as the cows and so on, have that wish, so it's nothing unique to the human beings. So when we speak about developing true renunciation and they wish to attain freedom from suffering, that's not the kind of suffering we are talking about. So the understanding of that suffering is not the basis for the growth of this true renunciation. And similarly, in the second level of suffering, the suffering of change, although this refers to a category of experience which we normally identify and recognize as pleasurable. These are pleasurable sensations of joy and so on, which we normally associate with happiness. We normally associate with something that is desirable, and but that kind of experience are in actual reality suffering, and the recognition of these experiences as suffering is something that can arise only as a result of some deeper thinking. Again, here in the Buddhist context, again that level of understanding of suffering is still not the deepest kind, because it is said that within the samsaric realm, it is possible for someone, for an individual, a spiritual aspirant, to develop a deep insight into that nature of suffering and cultivate a genuine wish to be free of that level of suffering, and then seek various heightened states of mind, such as high levels of meditative states, such as the fourth state of the form realm and the formless realms and so on. And there are also it is also possible for individuals, without relying on the teachings of the Buddha, without engaging in the path of the Buddha's teachings, to attain some kind of temporary freedom also from this level of suffering. So in the Buddhist context, when we speak about the need to develop a genuine wish to be free of suffering in order to cultivate true renunciation, again, this is not the understanding of suffering we are talking about. So we are rather talking about understanding of suffering at the third level, which is known as the suffering of conditioning. And suffering of conditioning really refers to the mere fact of our existence under the conditioned by our karma and our mental afflictions and emotional afflictions, karma and klesha, and the mere fact of our existence being brought about by karma and delusion, by karma and afflictions, is an indication that it is in the nature of suffering. It is in some sense our very existence is beyond our control. It is other power. It's under the power of karma and afflictions of mind and emotions, and this very fact of our existence can be said to be samsara, can be said to be the unenlightened existence. And it is the understanding of that kind of deeper insight into suffering that is required to form the basis for cultivating a true renunciation, the wish to attain nirvana, the wish to attain true liberation from suffering and samsara. And that kind of genuine renunciation, the wish to attain liberation from suffering, can only arise the more you are able to deepen your insight into the nature of suffering as a suffering of conditioning. And the more you are able to do that, the greater your wish to attain freedom from that level of suffering.
Yeah. 但单这个俺的两者没路快都没那么洋洋上的七面那些到三个的很大的那些。
So this is the meaning of the last two lines which we read in the fourth verse, which reads that when you think over and over about the nature of how karma is unfailing in its giving rise to its fruition, and then when you reflect over and over again on the false flaws of cyclic existence, samsara, then you will be able to overcome preoccupations of the concerns of a future life.
That is that. Che le de nyum be en nyimi thong en nyumus. Seve any golden 다 타바 드레지바 코아로 차체 때문에 야우도 삼아치 삼는 날이야 되네 실내 용도 있니 탄저니가 채로 롱메바 이로 보면 채는 나셔 더 세하고 아니 뒤다고 좀 돼야래 아 뭐네 다 드네 되니 뇽모 방세야니 아니 철도 남지 싫어고 타네 뇽모 방고래 마도 아니 타바지고 타는 뇽모 방세야 야마래 in a sabotage, the name in this and a Maranzata, Lujin D. Tane, children of the Shiro, Mati Vaki, Hono on the Petriachi, Mayare, the name in this and a, the name that Lujin D. Any Shuji with the Archim in the way. And that, Nego Mondo to Yai Neri, Tatum Nelly to Yai Neri, Tendi Tane, any Dum Nuba, the digit Honin Du, Tendi Tanchawa, Tendi Nachawa, the digit Honu.
So when you have developed some kind of insight into the destructive nature of the negative emotions and thoughts, and also as a result of which, when you have also cultivated some understanding of what is meant by nirvana or liberation, and then and when you pursue your spiritual path grounded in such understanding, then certainly The first two lines of verse 4, which reads, leisure and fortune are hard to find, life is not long, think it constantly. When you think over it constantly, then you will be able to overcome preoccupations of the concerns for this life. And that would really, that those lines will really carry a great significance, because you will realize that, that the human existence that is endowed with opportunities and leisure is a kind of existence that is gifted with the power of discernment, and that allows us to penetrate the nature of reality. And it is only through enhancing and developing this insight into the nature of reality that one can overcome the negative emotions and thoughts. It is not by simply cultivating faith and devotion that one can overcome these negative emotions and thoughts. It's rather through the development, cultivation and enhancement of the insight into the nature of reality, the understanding, the wisdom, that one will be able to overcome and these negative emotions and thoughts. So when you realize that fact, then your recognition of the value of the human existence will be all the more deeper, because you will appreciate that the human existence allow us the possibility to develop and enhance these insights into the nature of reality. And also, so when you have that kind of real appreciation of the value of human existence, then you will also feel, regard that every moment of that human existence is precious, something that, you know, you wouldn't want, wish to waste, you know, let it go waste. You will have that kind of sense of preciousness of your human existence. And once you have that kind of attitude, then also you will reflect upon the transient nature of life, the fact that this precious existence does not last eternally, and the death is inevitable. And also, you know, there is no predictability to the time when that eventuality might arise. So these contemplations will then give rise to some kind of sense of urgency within you, thus making your human existence meaningful and purposeful.
So today in this time, I am just that namsha tengi that tawatuya chigi. Namsha tengi di duyagi chajin luden sangu dide chigi yedavati ene duma tengi na tongyagi eta chigi kada rang machiwa shen pungya dana rang pung 咸丰等这样的道理啊，你是的哎各自前面的背头叫我来呢名字穿了清白都马赛别的名字的哎呢把这个铺路给他建立啊这样前面的他不就不行求助啊那这边有的上当用的哎呢我呢这名字的他呢念了被你不能把热不起前面都那样但名字的个个的吵的带上的他不都得上面去老修多啊
When you think along these lines, then you will realize that the value of human existence, that its preciousness, that it has this capacity to cultivate, develop and enhance these profound insights into the nature of reality, which could then enable you to seek the conditions for laying the foundation for long-term, one could say a permanent happiness for oneself. And, you know, if that is the case, then we will realize that, you know, if we were to waste, on the other hand, if we were to waste this precious human existence for some either trivial matters or even worse, to utilize it for negative purposes, laying down the foundation for one's own and others' downfall, for long-term misfortune of self and others, then that is truly a tragic situation. So when you realize this fact, then you will ensure that at best you will make your human existence most meaningful and make the most of that human existence by attaining high levels of realization. But at the least, when you have that kind of perspective and attitude, at least you will ensure that this precious human existence is not utilized in a negative way that is destructive to self and others.
But the day is an answer that the dandy tane, Jirang Kung, Shampoo Chiagi, Digbezi, Mamushi, Yungi are. That is so dumb, Jim Yunusane, any Tabakari Jengi.
So we realize that not only just as the human existence accords us this wonderful opportunity for growth, but also there is the possibility that we can, on the basis of the human existence, engage in tremendously destructive and negative acts that is destructive both to self and others. So here we should try to understand what these negative acts are. Vasubandhu has presented us with a short summary in a condensed way how to understand or how to understand the categories of the negative activities, and he states that we can classify broadly the negative activities in terms of the eight classes of actions. In terms of the 10 classes of actions.
배제시켜야만 당하다 천들을 시작해 천들을 시작해 세워주기 딱고 때문에 두수 타도 줄여야지 이제 대왕이 있니 난 미기주 예바여야 멍구 속에서 구두가 그래서 이 민주사는 다 안다 대전이야 천을 넘어가 일을 군대 천들 낭시에 더 천들 낭시에 더 이르자니 흉부터기 미지디 그저 또 저게 시부대 신대 왕게 아니 소주 마진네 로임 다 참 지금 나게서 멍구지 다 대단한 용기가 있는데 이 천지 낭시 마 빠인데 이런 얘기 하지 마. 그럼 슉슉 총도 내지 뭐.
And if you look at the list of these 10 classes of actions, negative activities such as killing, telling lies and stealing and so on, sexual misconduct and so on. Now, one thing that is that will become evident to us when you think more deeply is the fact that many of these negative activities really come into being as a result of sort of having too much attachment and too much kind of, you know, clinging to the concerns of this mundane life. You know, when we pursue our sort of aims in this life motivated by a kind of a mundane mundane desires or mundane ambitions, and when we confront with obstacles, then something that comes in the way of our fulfillment of this mundane desire, then it sort of it gives rise to hostility, anger, repulsion, sense of repulsion, and so on, which then leads to further emotional reactions, then giving rise to the negative activity. So hardly any of these negative activities really are more caused by some kind of spiritual motivations, motivation for seeking spiritual freedom or liberation. Perhaps maybe the sort of wrong views may sometimes be caused by such kind of spiritual pursuit, but on the whole, all the negative actions, the 10 classes of negative actions, are really given rise to by our extreme attachment, too much attachment to the mundane concerns of this life. So if this is the fact, and then when we look at these lines which states that life and fortune are hard to find, life is not long, and when you think over it constantly, it will help you overcome preoccupations to the concerns of this life, really will make sense, because the more you are able to detach yourself from such sort of excessive attachments to the concerns of this life, then the lesser there is in a chance for giving rise to strong and negative emotions and engaging in any of these negative activity. And this is how sort of the morality exerts an influence on your behavior.
단데네 다 대대로 쓰기 로 장니 에 유럽화 승리 또 수하다 에 가시고 그게 에 탑기 전에 근데 지금 전대 정도 미네바다 지금 나가는 중이니 에 배지레다 하나 지금 유몽기 녀와 지금 드르제 바삼다. 시럽을 차네. 아니, 용을 싸워 띠무 띠지셔야지. 아니, 신율, 아소다, 추인에다, 가다 치질로도 진댕에. 이인바. 가다 천으로 심해봐, 이인바. 근데 봐다, 쟤는 삼단이. 니 숭지도 삼단이 온데, 아니, 뭐냐, 타바 되니, 그러지. 생기 띵네 구제 때문에 지금 다 타봤어야지도 땜데 누 다 타봤어야지 탐나 뭐네 다 땜도 떼어지셔 땜도 끼워지셔 러스 쇼지 뭐네 전에 다 뒤뚱구도 삼배 러지 아니 레용이 말해 근데 이 말이 인도 안되대 민중 삼배 끼워 채 손야디 대사를 권배 코에 편조라 이미 깨지상에 믿으신 민생 끈도 타봤 되니로 주문세지 민중 깨발라 잘 손다.
So when you train your mind in these ways, by applying both the method aspects of the path and also the wisdom or insight aspects of the path, For example, in the case of cultivating true renunciation, the method aspect of the path refers to such contemplations as reflecting upon the destructive nature of the negative emotions and thoughts, and also contemplating on the transient nature of life, so that there is kind of a sense of urgency with the new. And then when this is combined with the wisdom aspects of the path, which is cultivating and developing the insight into emptiness, the emptiness of inherent existence of self and others and phenomena, and in this way sort of directly counteracting your grasping to self-existence and also the underlying fundamental ignorance. So when you engage in a path where there is such a union of method aspects of the path and the wisdom aspects, then gradually you will be able to develop a genuine and true sense of renunciation within you that genuinely and from the depth aspires to attain liberation from samsara and suffering. And so this is in a way the sort of the measure of having actually generated, having developed that true renunciation. Therefore, in the text we read that when you have meditated thus, which is verse 5, and feel not even for a moment a desire for the good things of cyclic existence, and when you begin to think both day and night of achieving freedom, you have then developed true renunciation. So this verse here presents us the measure of having developed true renunciation.
Oh yeah. 但是我们通道吗？马佩说通道吗？
We will then move to the prayer, a prayer for the flourishing of virtues, Tokdama, which the English translation of which begins from page 18.
Mm. 但是, 初时有上的这个他们叫做叉赛罗太阳的系列这些他们没有那么差生特别 루미 꾸조슴도 두들기 장수수이 딘신 루비도 제이스 쟤는다 니알라지 가시오리 그게 안다 체벌 주위에 멸람 아니 통마다 탐을 깨와 다 통다 파슴도 깨와야 다 멸람 다 진주스는 멸람기 다 님부터 뒤심심 말해 자 다시 늘어비 아니 진주스는 다 멸람 다 도대 当然是一个单据蒙古那里有的就是说你不对什么这个但没那么是送你等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等等 Yani tamamlam tabiat yedi. Yani çoğunu tanısın be sanki kuncu. Teysun be yani da öyle da luğum be tamba sanki kuncu. Teysun be çö luğum be. Yani kaşığı peki beni gütsüle tabi tembe. Yani da çandın yedin sonra çandın yedin kundu. Yana be sabada dâşeve çöğüt tembe. Yani lung gütsü kuncu da. Tey so, tey ceja. O da yine sabada gerçeğe verecek. Kazı lam. Yani divin dödü duvarla. Divin ne kadar tadı dödü. Cidde cişi ve denem duvarı çıvar. Luva mevede. Luva mevede ne ki? Yani çö. Dede bir çö. Çüşün tuttum ne ki? Yani luva meve. Kazı o rangi. Lode cana luva meve. Yani gündü çeni. Dene bir daha luvamı ve kuncu sunduğu cindudanız. Sizin de tutudan. Daha ne işin geyini? Dintin duva sağlamıdır. Nâgı. Nâgı çekti. Nüve yödeni. Dinde ki de. Yani çansungu tuy. Tuyla deniz. 아니 지들면 배 땜배 지금 대대신으로 두고 뒤집 사소입니다.
The prayer begins with salutations to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. It reads, I prostrate to the Buddhas and their children throughout the ten directions. And this prayer is titled A Prayer for the Flourishing of Virtues at the beginning and in the middle and in the end. And this prayer is really, in a sense, a kind of an encapsulation of all the essential sentiment expressed in the prayers of the Bodhisattvas, both in the sutras and in the commentarial literature. In the first verse, Lama Tsongkhapa writes that to free countless beings from samsaric existence, with a pure heart, I make this infinite prayer. By the force of the infallible three jewels and the powers inherent in the great sages, may these words of truth become real. So what is being stated here is that the purpose of making this prayer is to liberate countless beings from samsaric existence. And the motivation, that the state of mind with which the prayer is being made is the pure heart of compassion towards all. And the infinite, the reference to infinite here is the allusion to the fact that these are Bodhisattvas' prayers. And Bodhisattvas' prayers are said to be infinite because their scope is limitless and infinite. And then the Tsongkhapa evokes the power and blessings of the three jewels, and they are referred to as the infallible three jewels, the infallible teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, and his infallible dharma, the teachings of the profound and the vast practices or method and wisdom, or bodhicitta and compassion and emptiness, all the two truths. These are the teachings, the infallible teachings that the Buddha has given, which represents the infallible dharma. And then the infallible sangha community refers to the community of sangha who exemplify these dharma. And then he also invokes the power of the great sages. And great sages here refer to highly realized masters who have attained the power of verbal truth, and their recitation of a particular prayer is said to empower those words. So by invoking these powers, then he makes the prayer that may these words of truth become reality. And His Holiness is commenting on a typo in the Tibetan text. He was saying that maybe that sort of is a representation of a particular dialect from a particular part of Tibet.
His
Holiness is teasing Gishi Tsebela.
ちゃんだかな、あ、で、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ、さ